This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Melbourne, Australia yesterday on the second leg of his three-nation visit. He was warmly received by Australian Minister for Housing, Minister for Homelessness and Minister for Cities, Claire O'Neill, upon his arrival. The Prime Minister said this visit will add vigour to the India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he looked forward to the talks with his Australia counterpart, Anthony Albanese. The Prime Minister said that he will also have the opportunity to interact with the Indian diaspora, which is an important pillar of India-Australia partnership. During his visit, Mr. Modi will participate in the third India-Australia Annual Summit. He will also participate in the India-Australia CEOs Forum, where he will address a gathering of top business leaders from both the countries. India and Russia yesterday reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen counter-terrorism cooperation at multilateral fora, including at the UN, BRICS, EAG and SCO. The Ministry of External Affairs said that the 14th meeting of the India-Russia Joint Working Group on Counter-Terrorism was held in New Delhi. Secretary West, Ministry of External Affairs, Sibi George and Deputy Foreign Minister of Russia, Dmitry Lubinsky, co-chaired the meeting. Both sides condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestation, including cross-border terrorism, and called for concerted action against terrorists, terrorist groups and their proxies and affiliates. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, yesterday conducted a successful flight test of Pinaka Long Range Guided Rocket, LRGR, at the Integrated Test Range, Chandipur in Odisha. The Defence Ministry said the rocket was tested for a user-defined minimum range of 60 kilometres. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated DRDO, the Indian Army and the industry on the successful flight test. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday spoke to the chief ministers of several states affected by heavy rainfall, flood-like situation and landslides, and assured them of all possible assistance from the centre. Mr. Shah spoke to Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Keralam Chief Minister V.D. Satishan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is continuously working for the empowerment of farmers. Addressing the valedictory section of the Agriculture Leadership Conclave 2026 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Singh said with initiatives like the historic increase in MSP, economic assistance under PM Kisan, protective shield through PM Fasal Bima Yojana, record agricultural credit, 13 lakh crore rupees subsidies and fertilizers, government is working to increase the farmers' income, reduce costs and make agriculture self-reliant. The government has approved the procurement of copra and Thottapuram mangoes from farmers in Tamil Nadu to safeguard farmers' interests. Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare said that this will ensure better price realization for producers and protect them from distress sales caused by market fluctuation. The approval is based on the proposal submitted by Tamil Nadu. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu has directed tobacco companies to immediately begin procurement operations at the minimum support price to protect farmers' interests and restore their confidence. Reviewing tobacco procurement with officials and traders at the Secretariat in Amaravati yesterday, the Chief Minister said the price of tobacco should not fall below 200 rupees per kilogram and asked companies to expedite the auction process. Uttar Pradesh government launched the cashless health scheme for teachers as well as non-teaching staff in the state. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath launched the Chief Minister's Teachers Cashless Medical Scheme in Varanasi, which will offer medical coverage of up to 5 lakh rupees to more than 15 lakh teaching staff. In tennis, Ukraine's Marta Kostyuk and Czech Republic's Linda Noskova have advanced to the women's singles semi-finals in Wimbledon. 12th seed Marta Kostyuk reached her first Wimbledon semi-final with a commanding 6-3, 6-2 win over Italy's Jasmine Paolini on centre court yesterday. 9th seed Linda Noskova booked her place in the maiden Wimbledon semi-final with a 6-3, 7-5 win over Belgium's Elise Mertens. And that is the end of this news bulletin.